Maria Huerta moved to Milwaukee from Mexico after marrying her husband. She knew no English when she arrived, but eagerly jumped into classes. She later got a job at the public library where she helped Spanish speakers like herself navigate a new world.
Hey, my name is Maria Huerta, and I'm from Guadalajara, Mexico. I have been living here for 12 years. I came here because I get married. My husband is living here for more than 30 years, and I met him in Guadalajara. And he said, "You wanna be my fiancé? You wanna get married with me?" You know. And I'm here. I think learn another language is really hard. Other cultures is totally different, especially Mexico and United States is different. But I've been fighting all the time. That's I eat English. I have lunch for English. I dream English. So I'm fighting all the time with this language and. I'm trying. I was working at Journey House since 2012, and I was working as receptionist, and Glorian told me, "Hey, somebody gonna need a position at the library. Would you like to be helper or something?" And I said, because they need, they have a lot of Spanish population, and I said, "Yes, why not?" And I started just working, like, helping people. But the library right now, it's really nice. They have a lot of Spanish speakers. And I can see the people when they are trying to get a library card or get information, their faces look like scary, like, you know, oh, who's going to speak Spanish? Who's going to help me? But because it happened to me before, that's why. And I was looking like a familiar, something like my country. And I love the library. I love it. I have a notebook with a lot of questions, and you know what? I'm repeating the letters all the time, like 5 times. That's what I do to learn a new word. I'm trying to learn 2 or 3 words every day. I always have questions. You know, my teachers, I think when they see me coming and say, "Oh, Maria is coming, she wanna ask more questions," because I do. I have a daughter and a son, and both speak English and in Spanish very well. And I'm talking with my daughter. My daughter, she's 11 right now, and I said, "Monse, did I say this wrong?" Or, "Mom, it's okay. You can do." You know, pronunciation is really different. And my husband, he speaks Spanish. He said, "I don't like English. I have to do it," but he doesn't like. He loves to fix in cars. But he doesn't know the names or the specific parts, and he's asked me, you know what, I'm translating him right now. So it's kind of hard because everybody speaks Spanish at home. So I had to find and look. I had to find friends who just speak only English, because I'm trying to say, you have to speak English, only English, only English. But yeah, that's the life. It's hard. But it's not impossible. It's not impossible. I think if you want to do something, just fight and fight. And some people, they take like less than me, but I'm not going to stop. I'm not going to stop. I'm going to continue. And I'm going to do for me. I don't want to say this, but I'm really proud of me. Because you know what? I've been working a lot.
Maria Huerta is a Mexican immigrant who works at the Milwaukee Public Library. She shared her story as part of this week's look at literacy in Wisconsin.
Wisconsin Life is produced by Erica Janik. It's a co-production of Wisconsin Public Radio and Wisconsin Public Television in partnership with the Wisconsin Humanities Council. Additional support comes from Lowell and Mary Peterson of Appleton. Find more online at wisconsinlife.org.
Joining us now to talk about literacy efforts in our state is Michelle Erickson, Executive Director at Wisconsin Literacy. Michelle, welcome back to Central Time.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
So how does literacy affect the general population when some people in the community don't know how to read?
Well, literacy is just so important because it's more akin to a basic human right than it is to just a skill set that helps you decode words, which is how a lot of people might think about the ability to read and write at first. But it's really so much more than just decoding sounds and words. And for example, you can't secure food, shelter, or clothing very well without literacy skills, right? So you can imagine how communities are affected when their citizens struggle to read or write, use technology, speak English, engage with their children's schools or their healthcare providers or their supervisors at work.
Right. So we're talking about, a job application, a tax form, a school application, all these basics that we might take for granted that are suddenly huge obstacles for someone without those literacy skills.
Absolutely.
Well, can you tell us about literacy rates here in the state? Do we know where we are currently?
Well, literacy rates are difficult to pinpoint because literacy is often measured on a continuum, starting from below basic skills to basic literacy to intermediate and proficient. And literacy skills are different than, for instance, grade level attainment, which we often see on the census data. But the last state estimates for literacy rates were done in 2003 by the Center for Educational Statistics, and they estimated only the very lowest, the below basic level. And these are adults who have trouble with filling out a Social Security form, using a bus schedule, or understanding the total cost on a bill, for example. And in Wisconsin, that rate was about 7%, or we would say about 400,000 people of our population now. And if you add the second lowest literacy level attainment to that population, which is called just basic literacy, you would add over 1 million more people 16 years or older. So we often say that there are approximately 1.5 million people in our state of 5.7 million people total that would benefit from literacy services, and that's about 27% of our state's population.
And when you talk about things like literacy skills, what sorts of skills are we talking about that fall under that umbrella?
Well, literacy can be measured in so many ways. Our 77 member agencies, they offer a wide array of different literacy skills and education. So this would include one-to-one literacy tutoring or class instruction in adult basic ed, GED attainment, English language skills, citizenship classes, family literacy, health literacy, financial literacy, workplace, computer literacy, and literacy programs in county jails and our state's correctional institutions.
Talking to Michelle Erickson with Wisconsin Literacy, kicking off a series on Central Time and Wisconsin Life, looking at efforts to boost our literacy here in the state. And Michelle, when I think of literacy, I think of what you mentioned, that one-to-one instruction with volunteers. I've known people who volunteered as literacy tutors. And I understand a few months ago you started a statewide campaign to find more of them. So who are you looking for? Who do you want to sign up?
Well, anyone that has the ability to read and write and is patient and really that's wants to make connections with people in their community and give back. So, it doesn't require someone to be proficient in a foreign language of that learner to be able to teach someone English. It doesn't require you to have teaching skills to be a tutor of an adult basic ed student. So our programs all offer tutor training sessions before people are matched with adult learners.
I imagine that it's something that has the potential to change both people involved. There's the person who's learning to read, but it seems like a powerful connection to have between two people. What have you seen?
It truly is, and it can be very transformative. And from every student I have tutored in the past, I always felt that I receive more than I gave. And if you're working with someone from another culture, you learn just the tradition and all the cultural things that are a part of their everyday life that you might not have exposure to at any other time. And in adult basic ed, I know my first student didn't know the names of the letters or the sounds that they made. And he was a welder, 39 years old, and was laid off from his job. And his 9-year-old son was having trouble reading in school already. But I just remember the rewards I felt when he was able to finally read the words on the television screen before the commercial had changed, and how excited those small little victories were as he gained more confidence and got his driver's license and just became more engaged in his community.
I wonder, Michelle, if someone's listening and saying, wow, that's me or that's a family member, what's the best way to reach out and find some help building those literacy skills?
Well, people seek help for all different kinds of literacy skills and to improve their quality of life. And so it's whether you need to improve your skills for a promotion at work or gain better computer skills or just improve your reading and writing. You can go to our website at wisconsinliteracy.org, and at the very top left corner is a link that says Find a Program. So all 77 local member agencies and all their contact information can be found there. So it's really easy to find help in your community or your county.
Michelle, as we begin to wrap up here, what are some of the obstacles that keep people from reaching out to you, from getting in the door, and what would you like them to know about why it's a good thing to do?
Well, I think part of the obstacles for people that are Americans and they are struggling with their reading and writing as adults is just the embarrassment and the shame that will come with that, not having that decoding skill when so many other people have learned it at such an early age. And so I think that understanding that people, for various reasons and various, of various capabilities, learn at different rates and have different life stories that bring them to where they are. And so that to get over that and understand that there's someone out there that is willing to work with you and improve your skills to get you to where you need to be, whether it's for work or helping your kids along in school or, whatever the reason, learning English to communicate with your supervisor. There are many programs out there and many people that have been professionally trained to help.
Michelle, thank you so much.
Thank you.
That was Michelle Erickson, Executive Director at Wisconsin Literacy.